listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. There are widespread weather warnings in place for parts of New South Wales, southern Queensland and Victoria. The Weather Bureau says a large trough is expected to cross tonight and into tomorrow, bringing heavy rain and thunderstorms. While Sydney is expected to break its wettest year in history, just shy of the 2,194 millimetre record set in 1950, with more than 2 months left to go. The PM has described his upcoming meeting with his Solomon Islands counterpart today as incredibly important. It follows a new report which found the Chinese Communist Party launched a disinformation campaign suggesting Australia instigated riots in the island nation's capital last year. We're set to find out the suitability of Star Entertainment to hold a casino licence in Brisbane and the Gold Coast. A report into Queensland's operations will be handed down today. It'll reportedly include 12 recommendations, including potentially going cashless with gamblers to use cards linked to their ID. Optus has been slammed for lawyering up instead of focusing on its customers. Meanwhile, a class action is looking more likely. Ben Zocco from Slater & Gordon says tens of thousands of customers have already signed up.
Our investigation certainly is at a preliminary stage, but as each day goes on, it does seem that Optus has a case to answer in terms of the manner in which it stored its customers' data and secured it.
Well, Credit Savvy says more than 30,000 bans on credit files have been applied on their app since the breach was first reported. And a SpaceX rocket has lifted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center overnight with a mission to the International Space Station making history. Not until now has a Russian cosmonaut traveled aboard the Crew Dragon capsule. St. George star Ben Hunt has agreed to a 2-year deal to remain in the Red V, the Dragon skipper revealing he's pleased to commit to the club ahead of his departure for the Rugby League World Cup. And Storm star Cam Munster admits he's no closer to a decision on his playing future amid lucrative offers from rival clubs. Club greats, including Cam Smith, have been outspoken, telling Nine Munster will depart Melbourne.
Any loyalty there boys? Look, I think they're just trying to put a bit of pressure on me. They're probably getting a bit of heat from the board. We would have taken unders if they didn't take all the money when I was playing with them.
In AFL, Andrew Thorburn has broken his silence following his short-lived stint as Essendon CEO. The 51-year-old says he's concerned for other workplaces that a faith could render someone unsuited for a role. And in cricket, Australia held on for a tense final over win against the West Indies in last night's T20 on the Gold Coast, chasing just 146. The Aussies needed 11 runs in the final over to win and were helped by the tourists dropping 2 catches. Paceman Pat Cummins says Matthew Wade saved the day. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, showers for Brisbane and the Gold Coast, 20 to the top, rain easing for Sydney, 20 the max, showers increasing for Melbourne, a top of 21, patchy showers for Hobart and 15, same goes for Adelaide, 23 the max, partly cloudy for Perth and 19. The new season of Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project podcast is now available exclusively on Listener. Download the app and listen for free.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.